Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and basically this morning as I was going through my emails, I saw a notation where the Obama administration is pressuring Israel to release 100 terrorists with the idea that by releasing the terrorists, they can show their good faith, and they can work towards establishing peace with the Palestinians. In other words, you want to release the terrorists so you can establish peace. We know that a few months ago, why Israel released 1,027 terrorists, 1,027 terrorists to get back one Israeli prisoner, a soldier who had fallen asleep on duty, and as a result, his contemporaries had been killed and had been captured. We saw recently, within the last couple of weeks, why there was a jailbreak in Afghanistan and 800 terrorists were released. And you wonder what this is all about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't have a war on terrorism unless you got terrorists out there, and you know a better way to get them than to release the proven murderers. 400 of those 1,027 terrorists were murderers who were released. So many things don't make sense, but we know we're involved in a war on terrorism because of what happened on September 11, 2001, when, of course, the Twin Towers came down. And we know that they were brought down because they were planes crashed into them. Or do we know that? In fact, is much of what we know about what happened on September 11th, 2001 simply contrived to actually create a war on terrorism to get us into a war with Afghanistan and Iraq, which was planned long before the so-called terrorist attack. And now, of course, we're closing down all of our ministries over there, 22 consulates and embassies, because of the terrorist threat in the Near East and the Middle East. And how do we know it? Well, the government, the same government that told us what happened on September 11th is telling us there's a terrible terrorist threat over there. And we're really going to have to give up more and more of our freedom to counter this terrible terrorist threat. And that's why they're listening to all of our telephone conversations and recording them and our emails and our faxes. But none of this really makes sense until you go back and you look at what really happened on September 11th, 2001. And with us this morning is Richard Gage and one of his friends. And we're going to be talking about it. Richard, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Stan. Dr. Stan, I'm very, very honored to be with you.
Is it Pam that we have with us as well?
Yes. Pam Senvey is here. Hi, Pam.
Okay, fine. Well, Richard, why don't you give us the latest information on what happened that day, because I don't believe for one minute those buildings were brought down by the planes. It looked to me like controlled demolition. What do we know about it, and what can we say about that terrible incident that happened? And I believe it is all contrived. Go ahead.
To begin with, people should be aware that I'm an architect and a Republican architect, in fact, a Reagan Republican, and 6 years ago, I'm actually supporting the war in Iraq, and I'm excited to go in and get those weapons of mass destruction and those terrorists, also in Afghanistan, and I'm listening to the radio, and here's David Ray Griffin, an author now of 9 books on the subject of 9/11. And I'm just shocked on my way to a construction site meeting. And I just pulled over. And I had to listen to this because I've never heard before any alternative theory as to how these towers came down. And here is all of this evidence that he's presenting, and I'm just flabbergasted because I had never heard any of this, so I had to find out if it's true. And it set me on a path just looking at very basic evidence that was quite available on the internet, but not in the mainstream media. So I'm realizing, my God, there's a third tower that came down that day. This is a 47-story skyscraper, which is on the afternoon of 9/11, on fire as a result of the North Tower having come down along with the South Tower earlier that morning. So here we are. We have a few small fires in this tower that's burning. And at 5:20 in the afternoon, it drops like a rock after witnesses hear explosions. Straight down, uniformly, suddenly, into its own footprint, just about. Now, it fell as fast as a bowling ball dropping off the side of it, which falling at free fall acceleration. No building falls at free fall acceleration suddenly and symmetrically unless its columns, in this case, about 82 of them, are forcibly removed, which means explosively, on all of 8 floors synchronistically timed within a fraction of a second of each other.
In other words, you're saying this is a controlled demolition having nothing to do with the fires in the building.
That's right. And in fact, there's evidence of exactly that in the documents provided by FEMA in May of 2004. And this evidence appears in Appendix C, which is a documentation of extremely hot temperatures, far exceeding what normal office fires can produce. And by the way, normal office fires are blamed in the final report that came out later in 2008. This is like 7 years later. They're juggling this hot potato. They completely ignore, though, this earlier documentation of hot sulfur and hot molten iron attacking the steel, causing it to have look like Swiss cheese. So this is, in fact, pools of molten iron. They call it molten steel. The first responders, the structural engineers, the iron workers, they'd never seen this kind of debris or this kind of phenomena in the debris of a fire before. The firemen called it pools of molten iron.
Hold the thought, Richard. We'll be back in a moment with Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Arthur Spann here, our guest this morning, Richard Gage. And, of course, there were 3,000 people, almost 3,000 people killed that morning. Some of them were killed in the Pentagon, some of them killed in the planes which went down. But there's so much information. If you look at the pictures of the crash site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the plane, passenger plane, just dove directly into the ground, and there's no wreckage. There's no wreckage. Plane goes into the ground, no wreckage. Plane hits the Pentagon. There's a hole in the Pentagon initially, about 18 feet wide, 18 feet high. And supposedly the whole plane, it just goes into that little tiny hole. And then, of course, the wings disappear, the motors disappear, the tail disappears. I talked to a woman who was in the Pentagon, came out through the hole, and she said there was no wreckage inside. So how could you have a plane crash and no wreckage? And then if you look at Building 7 come down, and you can see it on the video, go up on the Internet, type in Building 7 collapse, and you'll see how the center of the roof caves in first. That's so that they take out the center structures, and then the walls will fall inwards. You get a nice symmetrical collapse, and then the building simply collapses. And that's a controlled demolition. So go right ahead, Richard. What are your other thoughts on that?
It's pretty extraordinary when first responders and structural engineers and other cleanup workers find pools of what they call molten steel. The firemen say, molten steel flowing like lava. This is really incredible. And it turns out that not only do we have all this evidence under the debris of Building 7, which, by the way, the BBC announced the destruction of that building 20 minutes before it even happened. And they cite the reason also to the structural weakening from debris hitting it from the Twin Towers, which wasn't even the reason. That was not a significant factor, by the way, according to NIST. It was not diesel fuel fires either. It was, quote, normal office fires causing new phenomena, they called it thermal expansion, a new phenomena in high rise. So this is a real problem because they erected elaborate models, computer models, to, quote, prove, unquote, how this building came down. And they had to do that because there was very little steel left from this building. In fact, structural steel, the evidence in a crime scene, the forensic evidence which would show how this building actually came down, that steel was sent to China for recycling starting with 2 weeks after 9/11. It was not saved. This is the illegal destruction of evidence in a crime scene. But they declared it an act of war, so they didn't have to obey crime scene or investigation, crime investigation procedures. So it was really, really quite extraordinary. In fact, this evidence of molten metal, which is molten iron, is also evident under the debris pile of the Twin Towers, again, flowing like lava, first responders call it. It's evident in all of the World Trade Center dust, in fact, from river to river, in this pile, this thick blanket of pulverized concrete, pulverized, by the way, to a fine powder, most of it. Officials find and document in it billions of small iron microspheres, previously molten iron. It is never been found in the debris of fires before. This is elemental iron spheres the size of diameter of a human hair, most of them, naked to the human eye, just about. But up to 6% of the samples that are collected by the USGS and documented contain these curious spheres. Well, a chemical analysis shows that they have in them also aluminum, manganese, iron, silica. And these are the ingredients, classic chemical ingredients of thermite, which is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So as a result of that startling evidence, there are found also in the dust by a small team of scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen, they find in four independently collected samples the same curious small red-gray chips, which turn out to be unignited nanothermite, a very sophisticated form of thermite that is made only in the most advanced defense contracting laboratories.
Now, this is all you're not going to hear about this on ABC, CBS, or NBC. You're not going to see it talked about on television. They can't let the American people know that they killed those people in the Twin Towers, and they killed those people in the airplanes, and they killed the people that in the plane that crashed in Shanksville. Well, it really didn't crash. It was shot down. The debris of the plane was over an 8 mile area. But you can convince the American people of anything when you control the media, and they control the media today, and they kill those people, ladies and gentlemen. And if they can get away with that, what else can they get away with? Pam, do you have any thoughts at all you'd like to bring out at this point?
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Monti, for having me on. The reason that I'm on is because I'm a campaign coordinator for the Rethink 9/11 campaign, and people can learn about that at rethink911.org. And Richard invited me to become part of the campaign because I'm an AE 9/11 Truth volunteer, and I went across the United States on a bicycle with Rena Patty, another volunteer for AE 9/11 Truth. And we did this in order to promote the film 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out.
Okay, Richard, what about this film? What is this a film about?
Well, the film that she was giving to police officers and firemen all across the country, 1,500 of these DVDs in all, contains 43 technical experts, including high-rise architects, structural engineers, metallurgists, chemists, physicists, all laying out the evidence. This is the evidence that caused 2,000 architects and engineers now to sign our petition. And those 2,000 architects and engineers that I represent and that Pam represents are demanding a real investigation of what happened there. And we're so concerned that we're raising $225,000 as we speak. We're just over the finish line, having raised these funds in order to put an ad up in 11 cities across the country. And Pam, what does the ad say, and how is it going, the campaign?
Well, all of these ads are focused on Building 7, and they all say, did you know a third tower went down on 9/11? That's so crucial that people understand this third tower, because it wasn't hit by a plane, and it has all the related science that Richard just outlined for everyone. And this ad is going to be appearing in these 11 major cities that Richard alluded to. If, for instance, in New York City, we're going to have a 50-foot billboard in Times Square. That billboard will be seen 30 million times by the end of September. So how amazing is that? And we're having similar advertising in outdoor advertising in cities around the world. For instance, there's going to be the Bay Area Rapid Transit system. We'll have this ad in San Francisco. Boston will have this same ad, but it'll be on taxi tops. Chicago on taxi tops. Dallas, a billboard on the busiest highway in Dallas, Texas. In D.C., taxi tops. In San Diego, there's going to be a mobile billboard. It's a huge billboard that goes around on a truck all through San Diego, which is really kind of a walking town. Toronto, there's going to be a big billboard in Dundas Square, which is their Times Square. Transit shelters in Vancouver. These are 6 feet by 4 feet all over Vancouver, the heart of Vancouver. In London, there's going to be blacklit portrait billboards. So those are smaller. And in Sydney, similar posters around the streets.
Well, now, Pam, when will these posters be up?
September 1st. They're going to be up all through September. And so another thing that we're going to be promoting, and a number of your listeners may have received an action alert from AE 911 Truth. I suspect there many of them are supporters of this organization. So we're also going to, we're trying to finance a poll. We're going to have a poll to gauge the increase of awareness that this massive campaign is going to bring about during the month of September and in the build-up to the 12th anniversary, because tens of millions of people will become aware of Building 7 this September.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that is so vitally important, and anybody can go up on the Internet and simply look at Building 7 come down. It was a controlled demolition. If Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then they murdered. Somebody's responsible for the murder of those people in the Twin Towers, and there's no statute of limitation on murder, and the people responsible who have effectively blocked any independent investigation. Richard, has there been any real independent investigation of why the Twin Towers came down other than the government investigations?
Well, there have been many investigations by independent researchers like Neil Tarrant and the team of scientists who found this nanothermite in the World Trade Center dust. Kevin Ryan, who was on our board of directors, who's a chemical engineer who lost his job, or he's a chemist, who lost his job at Underwriter Laboratories for exposing NIST's role, exposing the Underwriter Laboratories role in the testing of steel assemblies that were made by Underwriter Laboratory, by their client, NIST, to prove how the floors failed in the Twin Towers. In fact, the mock-up sections did quite well, and Kevin Ryan is the one who blew the whistle on the lack of response from UL as a result of the tests not having failed. Of course, the floors failed in the Twin Towers, according to NIST, because they sagged as a result of the 2,000-degree or 1,800-degree fires. This is this is so problematic.
Well, that doesn't explain how they vaporized. I mean, those clouds were vaporized cement, weren't they?
And say it again, Dr. Stan.
Those clouds of dust that we saw in the Twin Towers are coming down. Isn't that vaporized cement?
Well, there's 90,000 tons of concrete that's being pulverized in midair, right before our eyes, before it ever drops to the ground. And in fact, in the Twin Towers, we also have structural steel sections weighing up to 4 tons or more that are ejected laterally during this destruction process in every direction at 60 miles an hour, landing up to 600 feet away in every direction. These towers, after the first 4 seconds, are a massive geometry of fireworks, really. With
Hold the thought. We'll be right back in a moment with Richard Gage and Pam.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Patriots, conservatives, and freedom fighters. We can give in, give up, or give it all you've got. Please join us to celebrate freedom during an evening with Larry Soloff, CEO and President of Breitbart.com, the nation's premier conservative news outlet. Saturday, July 20th, the Larimer County GOP will be hosting their annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Embassy Suites in Loveland at 6 p.m. There will be a silent auction as well as a live auction featuring Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan portraits. Emceeing the event will be Colorado's own homegrown rebel rouser, Kayla Bonham, last seen on Fox News with Neil Cavuto for his YouTube video featuring a thank you card to the IRS for targeting conservative political organizations. Tickets can be purchased for $50 per person by visiting LarimerGOP.org. That's LarimerGOP.org or call 970-224-2577. Come join us Saturday, July 20th for an eventful evening of dialogue with Larry Soloff, President and CEO of Breitbart.com and best friend to Andrew.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pitch.
Absolutely. And here, our guest this morning is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and his friend Pam. Richard, how can people get in touch with your organization and get more evidence and information on how they murdered those people that morning there as the Twin Towers came down? Controlled demolition, and no independent investigation has been allowed. Lots of investigations, and they all point to the same thing. It was simply a controlled demolition, and those people were murdered. How can people get in touch with your organization?
I represent 2,000 architects and engineers who have signed a petition at our website, which people can get all of this evidence at. It's AE911truth.org. That's AE911truth.org. And Pam, the website for the campaign that's going on, what is that?
Well, people want to go to rethink911.org, and they can support the campaign there.
And we're encouraging people to rethink 9/11 because we have all been fed a myth, and the myth is the official story. And the official story is completely full of holes everywhere one looks at it, and it's extraordinary. Pam, you rode your bike across the country. What did you find when people would, the fire chiefs and so forth, when you would tell them about the controlled demolition of these towers, what was their response?
Well, that's the interesting thing, because when Rena, Patty, and I went across the country, when we were in the planning stage, we didn't know what kind of response we were going to get. We didn't know if people would be angry with us, if they would be rude to us, if they would be combative, because we were giving them this information. But just the opposite was true. All across the country, no matter who we spoke to, people were respectful, they were receptive, they were interested, because we gave them this information as a presentation of science, hard science and forensic evidence as represented by these experts. And people were responsive to that. Firefighters were responsive, cops were responsive, sheriffs, all sorts of people. Everyone that we spoke to, you know, they were all interested in watching that film.
All right, fine. And Richard, how can people get copies of the film?
Well, the film has its own website as well, but let's refer people to the 911expertsspeakout.org. That's 911expertsspeakout.org. People can learn a lot more about this film, which, by the way, aired on in Colorado, in Denver, at Colorado Public Television, and it continues to air periodically as they raise funds for the PBS affiliate station there. And as a result of that airing, it became the most watched and most shared video on PBS.org, the national website. So we're very excited to also announce to your listeners that this film is now airing on 2 to 5 other PBS affiliate stations this September. It is very exciting to finally see mainstream or quasi-mainstream television pick up the truth and be willing, as you are and as the station is, to carry this very difficult, rather indigestible truth to the American people. It is extremely important because, as you can imagine, if the towers were controlled demolitions, and the evidence is very clear, and it clearly supports that conclusion, then we're looking at something very different than what we have been spoon-fed by the media, by the government. We're looking at some sort of an inside operation here. After all, Al-Qaeda didn't have access to these towers, two of the most highly secure buildings outside the Pentagon. Al-Qaeda didn't have access to Building 7, which included tenants such as the Defense Department, the CIA, the FBI, the IRS, Giuliani's Office of Emergency Management, where they would run the whole city from this building. No, we're looking at a nefarious group of people who apparently have infiltrated levels of our government and industry, and we have got to find a way to restore control here. After all, what happened with 9/11? We're talking about setting the stage for two wars, the longest wars in U.S. history, with the Afghanistan war now, and the loss of our civil liberties with acts, such legislative acts such as the National Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act, and other legislation which has eroded our amendments. where any of us now can be thrown in jail without a right to a trial or a jury. We can be disappeared, basically, even assassinated, American citizens. So we have got to wake up the American people. And I'm delighted, and I know Pam is, to be a part of that process. This is not just about architecture. It's not just about buildings. This is about rising up and becoming a patriot in a time where patriots have gone asleep, and our country is at stake here.
You're absolutely right. Well, I think we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, I wanted to ask about the 1.4 billion people that are controlled by the Shanghai Cooperation Organization that are separate from the, you know, that nefarious group, which is the One World Government, which is the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, CFR group,
Not appropriate when we're talking about the...
You're talking about the nefarious group, which is the people who set this up, which are the, you know, that One World Government group, which is the Bilderbergs. So when we, what I'm hearing is that you're releasing this information right prior to the election. PBS is absolutely the arm of the left and the One World Government. I just think it's odd that the release of this, yes, it's true, and we've known about this for quite a while, and it's good that we expose it. But you're going to get more Democrats elected out of the timing of this. I would think it'd be wonderful if you did it in November, because you're going to have people hate Bush and the Republicans, good Republicans will not get elected. So I don't support this, although it's true, but the timing is very fishy, and the PBS is the worst of the worst.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the fact that the bombing initial was in September. But thank you so very much for your views, and we respect your right to feel that way. I think this is an important subject, and of course I'm bringing this up because I just wanted to get Richard and his friend on again. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for them, is 1-800-544-8927. Give us a call, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's
970-339-3900. Well, with us this morning is Richard Gates and Pam, and we're talking about the destruction of the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001, which was obviously a controlled demolition, and what we've been told just is not true. But this was to be used to get justify getting us into the war with Afghanistan and then with Iraq and basically, of course, expansion of military power throughout the Middle East. And, of course, today, why, of course, we face a situation over there where we are now involved suddenly in the war in Syria. We're funding the terrorists over there. We're funding the terrorists. We're funding the al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria, the same al-Qaeda terrorists that supposedly were responsible for bringing down the Twin Towers. There's something seriously wrong going on today. Our telephone number is 1, if you'd like to call in. But right now I think we do have a caller. Who's on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Irving calling from Denver.
Right.
And I had a question about the security at 9/11. People in New York saw the towers out. What I mean by that, all the lights were out. Since that, those buildings were built in 72 or 3, the lights never went out, but they were out for a week. Marvin Bush was chief of security. Who hired Marvin Bush to be chief of security, and why did he retire one day before 9/11?
Marvin Bush, of course, is George W. Bush's brother. Anyway, would you like to address that question, Richard?
Sure. There are reports, indeed, of a power down the weekend prior to 9/11, and one half of one of the Twin Towers was without power, which we were also told there was operatives working in the towers during those times, which people didn't know who they were. But it's not enough time to plant explosives. What we would need is, in fact, several months and dozens of operatives. And in fact, we did have such an undercover operation opportunity with the largest elevator modernization that has ever gone on. ACE Elevator had this contract the 9 months prior to 9/11. And during this time, this could have given such a group complete access to the core structure of the Twin Towers to place explosives, because those columns are immediately adjacent to the elevator shafts in those buildings. So we certainly want an investigation of ACE Elevator, who, by the way, had 85 employees in the building when the planes hit, and they fled. They did not stick around to help the first responders save those victims. This is was a scandal, actually, reported in USA Today.
Okay, fine. Yes. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, yes. One other question about the Tower 7. It was built by Giuliani as a command post for natural disasters and other things. It had its own air supply and water supply that could last for 2 years and stand alone and be a command post. Is there, with all the evidence being removed and sent to China, and how long we've been flying planes by remote control since passengers have been flying and we had to know about fires, could the tower have been the command post to guide those planes in by remote control? People didn't even have to be conscious. They could have knocked those people out on the planes with gas.
Well, the 23rd floor of Building 7 was indeed the command bunker, if you will, and was quite well fortified and could very well have been an operations center as far as we know. And I do understand that those planes were outfitted with remote control devices at that time, which would allow somebody to take over the plane's operations in the event of a terrorist hijacking. So what you're suggesting seems plausible to us. Our expertise begins and ends with the buildings, however, and we don't speculate as to some of these other events, nor who might have been responsible, how they could have gotten away with it. What we really need is a criminal investigation, and we have
exactly.
not given
anything like this from our government or the media. That's why we're going directly to the people in this $225,000 campaign, which opens in about 20 days on September 1st. This is the most exciting thing the 9/11 Truth Movement has ever done. It is unbelievable the way we have all come together to fund this event. And I'm just flabbergasted that Pam and the other two coordinators for the event have been so successful. Pam, can you share with us what this really means to the world, that we can have a advertising campaign of this scale?
Yes, and I do want to give a shout out to our campaign managers, Ted Walter, who's been the director of the New York City Can Initiative, the ballot initiative in New York City that happened a few years back, and also Remember Building 7. So Remember Building 7 is sponsoring this this action, this outreach, this campaign, along with AE 9/11 Truth. And our other campaign manager, Mike Tika, who is a biochemical or biomedical engineer, and he has an expertise in nanothermite. So this campaign is so crucial because it deals with Building 7, and that's the one that people don't know about. People don't know about it because the media, the mainstream media, has not reported about Building 7. There were initial reports on the day of 9/11, and actually there were two or three early reports that reported the fall of Building 7 before it even fell, which is extremely curious. There's a lot of witness testimony and people on film talking about foreknowledge of Building 7 falling down. So that's another curious sideline that people can investigate.
We're going to have to interrupt you here because we're just about out of time, but our guest this morning have been talking about this phony attack back in September of 2001 to bring us into a war with the terrorists who've been funded by our own organization since their inception. God bless you both. Thanks so much.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan, I think this is an important subject. You must understand that the bombing of the World Trade Center back in September of 2011 was contrived. They kill those people. We actually have the DVD put out by our guest this morning, and if you'd like to get it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and just ask for the DVD on the bombing of the World Trade Center, September 11, 2001. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly most of what goes on in the world today is totally contrived. There are powerful, sinister, subversive forces out there. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get that from the same address by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Because, you see, there's a small group, and basically, of course, headed in America by the Trilateral Commission. If you go to their website, look at their old logo. And if you look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission, you'll see the three sixes, and then you'll see the upside-down broken cross. This is a Luciferian organization. This is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And these people, there's only 87 members of the Trilateral Commission in the North American chapter, and yet, of course, every president and or vice president of the United States between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from that organization. Certainly, you'll find that six of the eight secretaries of the World Trade Council, or you'll find that certainly the seven of the 12 secretaries of state, nine of the 12 secretaries of defense, all came from this little group, only 87 of them. Did they control their people, basically, under the Obama administration? Obama certainly was not a member, but he picked 11 members of the Trilateral Commission, the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, as his closest advisors. These are the people who run our government. Of course, they'll try to focus your attention on the Bilderbergs or somebody else, but it's really the Trilateral Commission working with the Council on Foreign Relations that controls our government, and their goal is a one-world government, a one-world judicial system, and, of course, this during destruction of Christianity. This is what it's all about. They want a one-world religion, but not Christianity. When you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What's behind this? There's a powerful spiritual force organized, working behind the scenes. They're Luciferian. Their goal is to destroy Christianity and to create this one world government under their control. And as incredible as it seems, it's not imaginary. It's taking place. So go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And you can certainly get my talk there on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and the people who really control our society today. That's Agenda 21, the covert plan. And you can get a copy of that DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have dozens of DVDs and four CD sets. You need to get the information. We carry almost 100 books, which are important. America is under attack today. Our government's been taken over by a group of people who worship a different god, and using America's military and financial power to bring about a world government. Please pray for America, but pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372.